Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group Full Year 2014 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Giorgio Presca, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and the translation will immediately follow. Mr. Moretti Polegato, please go ahead.
Buongiorno a tutti. Sono soddisfatto dei risultati ottenuti dal gruppo Geox nel 2014, che confermano il percorso positivo di rinnovamento e di crescita iniziato con la presentazione del piano strategico a novembre del 2013. Il fatturato è cresciuto complessivamente di 9,3%, grazie in particolare ad un secondo trimestre molto positivo che ha evidenziato una forte ripresa sia sul canale multimarca, in crescita del 15,9%, con una completa inversione del trend registrato nel primo semestre, sia nel canale franchising, le cui vendite comparabili sono cresciute del 10,4% nello stesso periodo. Anche i nostri negozi a gestione diretta hanno registrato una performance estremamente positiva, con un aumento del fatturato comparabile del 7,9% nel 2014. I risultati complessivamente ottenuti sono coerenti con i nostri obiettivi strategici di medio-lungo termine, che vogliamo perseguire una crescita sostenibile, durevole e profittevole del nostro business, coniugando il vantaggio competitivo dato dalla tecnologia e dai brevetti, che sono l'essenza di Geox e la forza del marchio, con la capacità di offrire al mercato un prodotto contemporaneo richiesto dalla clientela, con una grande attenzione alla distribuzione e con la ricerca della massima efficienza gestionale. Per il 2015 mi attendo un anno positivo, ma sarà anche un anno sfidante a causa della congiuntura macroeconomica internazionale tuttora difficile e delle tensioni politiche in alcune regioni del mondo che potrebbero impattare sulla performance di queste zone limitate. Tuttavia sono fiducioso che il trend di solida crescita registrato nei nostri mercati principali quali Italia, Francia e Spagna, la Germania e negli altri paesi europei, i positivi sviluppi in altre aree geografiche, la conferma del trend di crescita del margine industriale e le azioni di razionalizzazione già intraprese permetteranno al gruppo di crescere ulteriormente anche nel 2015, sia in termini di fatturato che di redditività.
I am satisfied with the results achieved by Geox Group in 2014 that confirmed the positive path to renewal and growth that commenced with the presentation of the strategic plan in November 2013. Overall, turnover grew by 9.3%, thanks in particular to a very positive second half, which showed a strong recovery in both the multi-brand channel that grew by 15.9%, with a complete reversal of the trend recorded in the first half, and in the franchising channel, the comparable sales of which grew by 10.4% in the same period. Our directly operated stores have also performed extremely positively, with an increase in comparable turnover of 7.9% in 2014. The overall results are in line with our medium-long-term strategic objectives, which aim for sustainable, durable, and profitable growth of our business by combining the competitive advantage of our technology and patents, which are the essence and the main strength of Geox, with the ability to offer the market a contemporary product that customers want, with a focus on distribution while seeking to achieve maximum operational efficiency. For 2015, I expect a positive but also challenging year due to an international macroeconomic environment still difficult and to political tensions in some regions of the world that could impact the performance of these areas. However, we are confident that the trend of solid growth achieved in our main markets, such as Italy, France, Spain, Germany and other European countries, positive developments in other geographical areas, confirmation of the growth trend in gross margin, and the steps taken for rationalization and improvements in efficiency will allow the group to grow even further in 2015, both in terms of turnover and earnings.
Good morning, good afternoon, and thanks to all of you for attending the JEOX Full Year 2014 Results Presentation. This is Giorgio Plesca speaking. The 2014-2016 business plan was designed to focus the company on our core brand identity and on enhancing our customers' experience. Focus the company on our core business, everyday leisure and business shoes and outerwear, targeted to men, women, and kids. Continue our investment in market-leading product innovation that is at the heart of JEOX. Streamline the company's product and supply chain. Realign the company's channel strategy. Rationalize the monobrand store network in EMEA while expanding it in Asia-Pacific. Simplify the business model to improve the gross margin and net results. Our 2014 results illustrate that we are performing in line with all of these objectives, leaving the first year of our business plan well on track. The steady growth of the DOS and franchising channel, coupled with the strong recovery of the wholesale channel in the second half of 2014, enabled the company to grow turnover by nearly 10% during a year in which we decreased the number of stores in our monobrand network by more than 5%. EBITDA growth and gross margin expansion were modestly ahead of our projection, as we are witnessing the positive impact to our results from focusing on our core business, simplifying the business model, improving our supply chain efficiency, and realigning our channel strategy. Our net financial position improved more than expected thanks to a strong cash-generating fourth quarter. 2014 was a great year for all of us. Please shift to page one. The key facts, the highlights of the full year 2014. Sales are up 9.3% to 824 million. Again, thanks to a strong second half that was up 15.4%. With the wholesale channel up 15.9%, the franchising channel plus 9.1%, and DOS network up 17.7%. EBITDA is 42.6 million, 5.2% on sales. EBIT is 4.9 million, 0.6% on sales, compared with the loss of 34.6 million of last year, with a business plan expectation of a flat EBIT. In the fourth quarter, the increasing trend in profitability seen during the year has continued thanks to a revenue mix successfully shifting to higher return channels. In particular, the strong performance of the wholesale channel, that is up 26% in Q4, and the increased profitability of the US channel in line with the business plan assumption. For Winter 14 reported a 2.9 million loss coming from the 30 million, close to 30 million last year, and the net financial position is 30 million, above our expectations thanks to a strong Q4 that generated a lot of cash. The total number of JEOX shop is 1225 compared with the 1248 at the end of September. If we can go to page two, you will find the sales breakdown by channel. Wholesale on full year is up 2%, highlighting a strong second half of plus 15.9%, which has offset the weakness of the first half. As announced during our last call, Fall Winter 14 really represented the turning point of JEOX performance in the wholesale channel after more or less 4 years. The focused frontline organization that we have been setting up, that will be even reinforced during 2015, specialized by channel and account type, the product innovation and the supply chain major improvement to serve the market as first and gaining full price weeks, and the product, again, innovation and renovation, is showing a very positive acceptance through all of the market. If you look at franchising, second channel that is really important to comment is that we are up 2.3%. This is the result of an impressive like-for-like, up 5.7%, with a solid second half that is up 10.4%, and this is spectacular to us. This performance was achieved even with 86 net closures and the related negative space effect. Of course, this is an important, again, a result to comment, because up to the first half of 2014, we still had not implemented through the franchising network the assortment and store innovations that we had designed and executed in our US network, what we internally defined the easy-to-shop store model. At that time, due to an uncertain performance of the franchising network, we had slowed down a lot the development phase, if you remember, so the so-called new openings, in order to first understand if the operational model that was proving great results for DOS network was suitable and performing also in the franchise business models. These results showcase that they do. They are solid performance, and this open up again for Geox an important growth channel starting from 2015 on. The DOS network grew 21%. Due to a positive space effect of 13.1%, thanks to the conversion of 20 doors from franchising to DOS and 7 net openings. Of course, the 7 net openings are the result of 35 closures and 42 openings. So the rationalization process that we defined since the very beginning of the business plan is going further in depth, with the goal, of course, of building a very healthy forward contribution network. The like-for-like growth of 7.9% is well above our business plan assumption, that was 4%. If we look into the like-for-like analysis, we look basically into the full year of 2014, these have been positive in every geography. Spain is up double-digit, Italy and France are up high single-digit, Germany is up mid-single, North America is up mid-single-digit. The Asia-Pacific region is up low single digit as a result of a great performance of China, where our stores were up double digit, and the poor performance of Hong Kong and Macau due to the political turmoils. The rest of the world is up double digit. Another key thing to really mention is that this performance has been obtained with a stable average markdown in the period in the full price network of DOS, the regular stores, but with a much healthier discount policy. We had basically zero discount policy during the full price period and just a little bit higher discount rate during the sales. So we have not been doing any kind of promotion, as many other retailers did, in order to protect our brand integrity and showcase to all the wholesale and to the market we were able to perform very well at full price. This has been very well. Well, if we look into the network of outlets, the average markdown has been a little bit higher than last year, in line with the business plan assumption and with the announced target to decrease the old stock during a 12-month period. And Livio will go through that in detail afterwards. If we look at the result of the fall winter 14 season, so weeks 35-52, basically just focusing on the fall winter 14 season like for like analysis, the like for like of franchisee is up 7.7%. Our DOS are up middle single digit, but more influenced by the total look apparel product that has been discontinued, while the like for like of the footwear product is up 10%. The performance is, again, is positive in every geography, and the rest of the world is growing at double digit. If we then shift to look into the result of January and February 2015, the first 2 months of 2015 have been very, very good. We have a like-for-like that is up 5.9%, despite a very tough comparison base. If you remember last year, we had 2014, we had a very good first quarter that was up 19% compared with the first quarter of 2013. So we talk about 5.9% increase in like-for-like on a plus 19%. And this showcases that the strategy of the last 24 months is really paying back. Another good information is that the best like-for-like of these 2 months comes from China. We experienced in our directly operated store in Shanghai, Beijing, that we operate directly, a double-digit growth during 2014 and a plus 45% in the first 2 months of 2015, thanks to a very successful new Chinese year period. And just a little bit of a comment on the performance of our monobrand network, because this has been one of the forefront of our strategy when we started, of course, to review to review the company in 2012. The key drivers have been of this performance being product innovation and collection renovation, setup of in-store display, the zoning, if you remember, and the network rationalization. Innovation of collection and in-store innovation have allowed Geox to acquire new market share and to consolidate our historical consumer. Just to give you a very quick idea, if we look into the sneakers, in spring-summer 14, we've been investing a lot in product innovation and design. We've been growing the women line by 21% in terms of results and 16% in the men's line. Today, the sneakers line have been also de-seasonalizing the collection, and the growth in for winter 15 in the women's line rated plus 31%. So, huge product innovation. There are no more very old product in the top 10. All new products, very well accepted and very well performing. The Amphibios, that if you remember has been a strong innovation we introduced 1.5 years ago, is today performing more than 150,000 pairs during the core period in our store. Has been consolidating and attracting a totally different kind of consumer. So consolidating the old consumer, but attracting a totally kind of new consumer, refreshing the brand image in a strong way. If you look into women, another key category has been ankle boot. Ankle boot, where we have been innovating a lot, went up in for winter 14 by 27%. Again, in this case, innovation of product design applied to the values of the brand has met with the approval of the consumer, that are, of course, the most attentive professional brand. If you remember, we also introduced at the time when we did the business plan, the new innovation we were working on that was called Nebula. Nebula is a shoe that came to light after 2 years of technological research focused on the concept of absolute excellence and comfort. The result of the new addition that we just launched in our retail network in the second half of January, only in our monobrand store, has been really surprising. The reaction to the in-store consumer exposed to a very well-defined range, strongly supported by community, has already produced more than 45 points of sell-through in around 6 weeks. That is the historical record for a new product launch of Geox throughout all his history. So, out of the fact that the results have been very good, they are very good because they are driven through strategies, innovation, product, and layout that all together make it very meaningful. If we go to page 3, we can find the retail network chart. During full year 2014, we recorded 74 net closures as a result of 91 openings and 165 closures. All the action, as I said before, opening, closures, and conversion, are totally in line with the strategy we announced 1 year ago with the aim to build a very healthy forward contribution store network. Given the good results shown in the performance of our franchise network, we are now in the position to start again the expansion of our franchise network. In order to properly do it, we reinforce our frontline organization with the appointment of a specific franchising development director that will start this month. Please turn to page 4, where we have the sales breakdown by product. Footwear is up 10.3%. This increase is particularly healthy again due to the fact that we experienced solid growth path in each gender throughout all territories. Women confirms that it is the most important gender for Geox with a 10% increase. Men is the second gender in value, showing a 13% increase. Kids is the third gender in value, not in volume, showcasing a plus 7.6% year on year. So very healthy. Apparel is up 2.5%, where 2.5%, even with the decrease, of course, of the product offer that we have been doing during the restructuring process. If we move to page 5, we go to the sales by region. Italy is up 13.7% in 2014. That, I think, is really not bad. Thanks to the positive performance of all channels and the double-digit performance of the US. This is a very important takeout. in a market where shoe consumption are decreasing since 2008. And I refer to CETA data, CETA Nielsen data, and that is showing a sharp decrease during 2014. That was -7.2%. Geox is recording a reverse trend, overperformed by a lot the market. In particular, in the period through October 2014, in 1 year, Geox now is by far the leading brand in women, by far the number one, is the second in men, is the number one in kids. So compared also, of course, out of the active sport, but with every kind of player existing on the marketplace. So for us, it's been, of course, a very good result. Europe is up 9.3%, with a mid-teen performance of France, Iberia, and UK, and a mid-single increase in Germany. Very strong performance in all our core markets. The weak performance has been Switzerland and Scandinavia. North America is up 3.4% due to a positive performance of both US and Canada. Rest of the world performance is up 3.8%, where in reality we have to outline that, of course, Ukraine is under pressure, but I know I don't say anything new to you. The Asia-Pacific region reported plus 3.6%, affected by a very strong performance of China and the poor performance of Hong Kong and Japan. And now I hand it over to Livio for the financials.
Let's go now to page 6 to comment income statement. Consolidated sales at 824 million, up 9.3% on last year, and 20 million ahead of the business plan. The key drivers of this healthy performance are the strong like-for-like experience in our DOS channel, plus 7.9% in full year 14, and the solid growth delivered in the second half by both the wholesale channel, up 15.9%, and the franchising channel that present a 10% growth in the like-for-like. Gross profit is equal to 404 million, 49% of sales, with an increase of 240 basis points, overperforming the guidance we set in the business plan at 190. This increase has been driven by a more favorable commercial policy, cost of goods sold reduction, and positive channel mix effect. Selling and distribution is 4.9% in line with last year. G&A are 308 million, 37.4% on sales, in line with last year. If we look at the main components of the G&A, the increase of 26 million is mostly due to the operating costs of a new DOS opened during the year and to the conversion to directly operated stores of some franchising stores occurred last year. All the other core G&A expenses are substantially in line with last year, and we keep maintaining a strict control or even a reduction in order to finance new projects. Advertising and promotion is 42 million, 5.1% on sales. EBIT adjusted is 5 million compared to a loss of 16 million of last year. It is important to underline that Geox delivers a positive operating leverage with the increase in the gross margin totally transferred to the profitability. The final result is a net loss of 3 million compared to a loss of 30 million of last year. EBITDA is 42.6 million with a percentage of 5.2% on sales. Please go to page 7, the summary balance sheet. The group is solid. The shareholders' equity is 373 million, and the net financial position is negative at 13 million. At page 8, the net financial position, we want to underline Q4 strong performance with 51 million of cash generation, a little bit stronger than expected. Also, the fair value of derivatives contracts is very positive, and consequently, Geox delivered at year-end a net debt of just 13 million compared with 28 million of last year. Let's go to the following page to explain the working capital performance. The operating working capital, as a percentage on last 12 months sales, decreased from 28.3% to 27.5%. As you may remember, our target is to reduce this percentage in the region of 25% by 2015, generating additional cash. Inventories increased 6 million. This number is the result of different factors. We have almost solved previous season excess of inventory with no material impact on the profitability, and now in the warehouse there are substantially only fall/winter 2013 products in our outlet network. We still have some excess of inventories related to spring/summer 2014, which will be sold in the outlet network during H1 2015, and fall/winter 2014 products currently on sales in our stores. The excess of inventories has been substantially offset by a reduction of spring/summer 2015 products as a result of a better timing in the receiving compared with last year. The supply chain improvements are working. During 2015, we are focused to the fine-tuning of the entire supply chain in order to achieve in the very short term a reduction in the level of inventories. For this, we need first to keep improving demand planning to better match the orders from customers with the production orders. We need to better manage the flows of goods from suppliers to the customers, aiming to reduce the lead time in our warehouse. And we need to increase the focus on the off-price division to quicker generate cash and margin. Accounts receivable are up 6% with a very positive performance in terms of a reduction of the overdue. So the customer's portfolio is very healthy. Payables decreased 1.5 million in line with the receivings of spring/summer 15 products. Let's go now to page 10, the summary cash flow statement. The improvement in the profitability and the enhanced working capital dynamics mainly explain the cash flow. Funds from operation are 33 million. Working capital absorbed cash for 50 million due to the expansion of the business, as already commented. Net capex were 33 million, of which 70 million for the new job shop openings and refurbishment. The free cash flow is negative for 21 million, totally due to H1, while H2 is neutral thanks to the strong Q4 that generates 51 million of cash. At the end of 2014, the net financial position is negative for 13 million after 28 million of fair value adjustment of derivatives. Let me now hand over to Giorgio again for the outlook.
The results achieved in 2014 have confirmed the correctness of the strategy and of the action taken. In particular, the majority of the performance indicator has exceeded expectations. The wholesale channel not only stabilized itself, but it recorded slight growth, plus 2%. The gross margin grew by 240 basis points versus a forecast of 190. Comparable sales of directly operated stores and franchise stores grew by 7.9% and 5.6% respectively. The countries which the group has leadership positions, such as Italy and the main European countries, achieved growth rates that exceeded those envisaged by the business plan. Other geographical areas where the group presence is still limited are beginning to show interesting shows of growth, signs of growth. These very positive elements have more than compensated for specific and limited negative factors, such as a certain weakness in the number of stores in the franchising channel compared to the business plan, due to the rationalization of the network that has only been partially offset by the opening of new stores, and as I told you, will become again a growth driver for the future. Difficulties in certain geographical areas subjected to geopolitical tension, I won't mention them because you know them all. and weakness in Asia, in particular Hong Kong and Macau, which have seen a substantial slowdown in consumer spending, and in China, with the first sign of financial difficulties experienced by our partner. Overall, the excellent performance by the business has led to the achievement of turnover of €824 million versus 754 of 2013 and the target 805 of the business plan, and an EBIT of 5 million versus the break-even that was forecasted in the business plan. Our net financial position improved drastically, as Livio just explained to you. As regards to the outlook for 2015, we do have positive expectations in terms of growth and earnings. Our core markets of Italy and broadly Europe, that account for 75-80% of expected turnover, are set to perform well in a macroeconomic environment that should improve marginally. North America, that represents 7% of our total turnover, led by our new executive that just started 1 month ago, can be expected to show improvement as well, particularly given the expected strength of the underlying U.S. economy starting from spring-summer 16. So starting from next June. As for the rest of the world, that around 16%, the outlook, of course, is mixed. The Asia-Pacific region, which accounts for about 7% of annual sales, cannot be expected to grow in 2015. While the store we manage directly in China, which represent roughly 60% of our business there, are poised to deliver year-on-year growth in excess of 10%. Conversely, we have elected to severe ties with our distributor in China, a relationship which accounted for the other 40% of our China business. To give an idea, around 1% of the total sales turnover. Realistically, while our growth in directly managed stores will compensate for some of the distributor lost revenue in 2015, it is unlikely that we will have an alternative partnership in place impacting 2015, but ready for 2016. So while the long-term growth perspective, given the amazing results we're experiencing with our directly operated stores in Shanghai and Beijing, for the region remain very positive for JOX, the immediate term will be a bit softer. What does this all mean for the outlook of 2015? We believe that it will be a very positive year, thus challenging. An international macroeconomic environment that, again, will be mixed, with the potential positive evolution of economy in our core market in Western Europe, political tension in various geographical areas from Russia through Ukraine, through all the Mediterranean Sea. The redefinition of our Chinese setup reduced visibility and will impact the performance of these areas in terms of development. However, we are confident that the trend of solid growth achieved in our main market, Italy, France, Spain, Germany, the other European countries, paired with the positive developments in other geographical areas, will allow JOX to deliver in 2015 an healthy positive growth of our top line. Furthermore, we do assume, based upon additional already achieved gross margin improvement, steps already in place for rationalization deficiency improvement, material improvement in the cash flow, and some recent positive tax advantages granted in Italy, to deliver an operating margin expansion and even more of the net profit. Even if, again, as we explained before, as of today, we still do not have enough visibility on the full confirmation, just on the full confirmation of our targets. These expectations, as far as the first half of 2015 is concerned, are confirmed by the order backlog for the multi-brand channel for the spring-summer season that has grown in total by 5%. And thus the performance in the EMEA region has more than compensated for the weakness in Asia. This order backlog confirms growth in gross margin in line with expectation. Comparable sales, as of today, of both DOS and franchise store have grown in comparison to prior year and are in line with management expectation. So we are positive and energized by our performance, and we do believe that 2015 will be another great year for JOX. We will provide you with the full year guidance in May, as usual, as soon as we have, of course, the full pre-booking, so order backlog for the full year, and update you on the China matter in May. We will present then in November the new business plan 2016 and 2018. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening. We're now happy to take any question you may have.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Paul Sweeney of Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you for taking the questions as always. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Paul.
Okay, great. First, I just wanted to ask, it sounds like there's some short-term difficulty in China, but there's certainly some promise in some of the other numbers in China and emerging markets. How big do you think the emerging markets will be in euro terms and over what time period? Maybe could you give us a five-year estimate or something?
Well, Paul, no, honestly, I cannot give you a 5-year estimate of the rest of the world. What is, you know, as a matter of fact, the key point is that over the past 3 months, the world has really changed, having a clear slowdown of China, having Russia slowing down and impacting a lot of the other countries, like, again, the Ukraine, the Kazakhstan, and the others. We had the Mediterranean countries that have been impacted, of course, by the political turmoils that are happening there. So, honestly, to give you a real forecast or provision in 5 years, it would be really improper. I can just say that we think we are able to balance the things during the year and during, our business plan between one geography and the other. But that's what I can really tell you.
Okay, but let me phrase it this way. Perhaps the things you mentioned seem to be all political or short term. Assuming that some of these, you know, right themselves or reverse, you still see a lot of promise in China and emerging markets. Would that be correct?
It is absolutely correct. Those are countries where we do expect to make a big business for us and building a solid growth path. These things, in all respect, I think they are really some short-term pain, but for the long-term gain, that is the way we see it.
Okay, great. And just wanted to ask a little question on the United States. I've even actually seen some product in stores lately, but I know you've stabilized the U.S., you've made some changes, but at the same token, it's maybe not. The product hasn't taken off. The brand hasn't maybe gotten the critical mass that it needs to really get the public's attention. What do you see as a long-term strategy in the North American market? And it's obviously a big under-tapped market, and it's a big opportunity if you can get a bigger market share there. What's the long-term strategy?
Well, I think that, okay, first of all, we need to split between Canada and USA. Canada, we already have a pretty good position that is totally different from the United States. In the United States, we are minimal, and we do define United States as the biggest opportunity for a brand like Geox in the long term. As a matter of fact, United States is a mature market, is a very competitive market. So the first step to be able to work on that is to have the right people in place. We consider to have hired the country manager that is a very solid manager of the industry, and we are now supporting him to structure the organization in a proper manner to be able to start a very good and solid process of penetrating the market in the wholesale channel in particular in a proper manner. So, again, it is one of the key markets we are targeting. It all starts from people. Love or hate, but that is a little bit of the reality. We think we found out a very proper manager to do that, and we are going to focus in the next 3 years for sure a lot on the United States.
Okay, great. Thank you. Best of luck.
Just to add that, Lydia speaking, that on the other side, Canada is performing, and we assume a double-digit growth in Canada in 2015.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Andrea Randone of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good evening to everybody. I'm just asking you if you can repeat your outlook for 2015, related to the targets you present at page 14. I mean, the targets announced in November 2013. Just to understand what is the feeling you have, and you mentioned in your press release about these targets, in order to better quantify your sensitivity about these targets. Thank you.
Okay. We consider to be, honestly, if we should consider the target, we will release again the real outlook in May. As of today, we feel confident that we are in line to grow in a proper manner. Of course, we still have these areas, like, again, as I mentioned, China or the effect of Ukraine or something similar, where we still have limited visibility. We are very positive. We are positive on that. Before releasing a real number on that, we need to have some more visibility to be able to be more precise. Up to now, again, if I look to the spring/summer first half, in terms of order backlog, if I look into the mix in terms of market, if I look into the result in terms of our store network, we're doing well. Of course, there are these facts that happened over the past 3 months that, of course, need to be settled and understood in a more proper way, to be so precise.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Presca.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening to everybody. Just a clarification. Basically, the order backlog for the multi-brand channel for the spring/summer season that has grown in total by 5%, is the same number that you were mentioning with the previous conference call, which was around 8%, if I'm correct? If you can maybe elaborate on that. If I'm correct, in your business plan, this number should grow by around 10%-12% for the full year. Is that right?
You are right. In September, in the release of the third quarter numbers, the order backlog was up high single. Now we say that the order backlog is mid-single, 5%. This is due to the fact that we have discounted the financial difficulties that our partner in China is facing. Consequently, as Giorgio said, we enacted the arbitration clause of the contract with our partner in China. Just to be back to the question of also Andrea Randone of Intermonte, what we want to underline is that in any case, the performances of the core European markets will be able to more than compensate the weakness of China. Consequently, we believe that Geox will deliver growth also in 2015. For the time being, we haven't in our hand the backlog of fall/winter season. At the end of March, mid-April, we will have the backlog. In our expectation, EMEA will overperform the budget and consequently will be able to partially compensate the weakness of wholesale channel in China. Consequently, let's say that as of today, the visibility is not 100%. We have still room to fight and to find solution to improve the growth. that at this date is just a little bit slight, there is a slight difference compared to the business plan.
Okay. In addition to what Livy is saying, is that one of the reasons why, compared to the specific number of 2015, there's a difference is because 2014 has been overperforming our business plan. So, of course, the cumulative of 2014 and 2015 is far above expectation, but is a little bit lower instead, the single digit of 2015 compared to the higher one that you find in 2014.
Okay, if I may, I don't want maybe to make it too complex, but let's suppose that this multi-channel growth rate stays like it is today. What is by, let's say, with a quick calculation, your like-for-like performance of DOS, which would be able to offset these kind of numbers? So if you move to the 7-8%, you will be able to compensate it, or even the 6% that you already announced today is enough to compensate it?
If I was clear. You have done the proper math. So, you know, it's important also for us to stress the performance of our DOS channel, and we need to, let's say, to deliver at least the same like-for-like numbers as in 2014. So all our efforts will be to confirm the growth of our DOS channel also in 2015.
So you need something like 8%, is that right, more or less?
Yes, 7-8%.
Okay, thank you very much. In the case I come back, thank you.
The next question is from Paola Carboni of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, everybody. I have a few questions. I start with the quickest one. A comment on CapEx, because you spent a bit less than what anticipated, unless I'm wrong. So we were probably expecting something above 40 million, whilst you spent 33 million. So if you can elaborate on this and on the possible indication for 2015. Secondly, in terms of franchising, you are clearly encouraged by the very strong same-store sales performance in the fall-winter season. Can you share with us a more precise indication about the pace of new openings now that you are thinking of restarting with new franchising stores in 2015? So how many new stores do you envisage for the franchising channel this year? Another question is about the January and February performance for the discounted fall-winter sales. Just to check I have correctly understood, you said we didn't make any discount during the full price season, but just a little bit more of discounting during the end of season period. So I wanted to check this and therefore to understand what we should expect from the gross margin of retail in Q1 with the January and February discounted sales. And the last point is about 2016. Sorry to go so far, but this is because of the hedging on Forex. You clearly do 1 year in advance. I'm wondering if you can elaborate a little bit on the current strength of the US dollar and how are you reacting to this? And also if possibly this might be a little bit offset by possible benefits from lower oil price on your sourcing of rubber. Thank you very much.
Okay. CapEx. I want to underline that we spent 36 million compared to 40 million of last year, so the net capital expenditure is 33, but we invested 36. It means that it's just 4 million less than last year, and this is due to two simple reasons. The first one is that we have opened a little bit less than expected, and the second is that we experienced some shift in the investment in Serbia during the winter, so that we have postponed some payments to the companies that are building the factory, but nothing of material. So this year we will, let's say, recover a couple of million of payments due to the Serbian factory.
So we should expect something more than 40 million?
No. We confirm 40 million.
40 million for 2015?
Yes, okay. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The full price period, what we mean with no discount, we mean exactly no discount. Let's say that one of the pillars of our strategy, in order to gain again trust from the wholesale channel, was and is to demonstrate that Geox can do business full price during the season. And consequently, we were very, very strict on this policy, and consequently no one promotional activities in our network until the beginning of the sales period. We want to maintain the same policy also during 2015. As Giorgio said, the regular network is discounting at the same pace of last year. We are just discounting a little bit more, less than 1%, in the network of outlet, due to the fact that we want to, let's say, speed up the sell-off of the excess of inventory, as we have been able to do in a very successful way during 2014. But we, with no, let's say, material impact in the profitability of our network. Consequently, Q4 should be a little bit better than last year, due to the fact that spring, summer, and also fall, winter products recorded a higher industrial margin. US dollar, you are right, we edge 2015 at very, very interesting rates. As far as 2016 is concerned, as of today, we have been able to edge spring summer at an exchange rate in the region of 1.20. So very positive compared to the actual level of US dollar. And also our supply chain is as already presented the 2016 sourcing strategy in order to mitigate the impact of US dollar.
Yes, if you talk about what the supply chain is going to do, of course, we are not now releasing the full sourcing strategy for 2016, because it wouldn't be fair. But of course, we're going to reinforce the areas where we have a lower impact, where we are already present. So let's say we're not going to open many new supply or something like this, or make interesting. We are going to increase in the areas like Cambodia, whatsoever, where, of course, we already have suppliers, and we've been invested to expand production with them. We are working, of course, in bringing some production into the Mediterranean area, where we're going to discount this. In reality, we are, of course, investing, as you know, in Serbia. And Serbia has a production where the product is very competitive to China, because the labor cost of Serbia is more competitive than the labor cost in China, Dongguan area, so it's it's helped, of course, by the exchange rate, but it's still very competitive in itself. So that those are more or less the kind of movement we're going to do and what we are ready to release on this. If you talk about the impact on the raw materials, just like, as you said, rubber, well, the raw material is worth about 70% of the purchase cost. We expect a reduction in the effect of the drop in oil. Also, more or less 35% of all raw material is leather. that are not directly influenced by the cost of oil. So, of course, we expect to see a decrease in that, and we're working to make it really happen in a proper manner. We see there are, of course, supplies and supply areas that become more competitive. European areas become more competitive than what they used to be in the past. So there are many things that we can operate and we are operating on.
The last point was on franchising.
Yeah, on franchising, look, well, as of today, we had a plan. We had a plan already. There was around 50 openings, 2015. Reality is that, of net openings, sorry. Reality is that what we were saying before is that given the evidence of the results, we are going to accelerate that. So that is one of the key areas of improvement that we cannot predict right now. But, of course, we confirm that the targets we had in this case, but we expect to be able to overcome them.
So you mean 50 at least, but possibly more, 50 net new openings just for the franchising channel?
This is what I mean.
Sorry?
This is exactly what I mean.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. There's a follow-up question from Paola Carboni with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, again, sorry, but I take the chance as there are no one more in queue. Another point on Forex, I don't know if you have a quick answer to that. Is there a level of hedging which would allow you to keep margin stable in the light of the corrective action you are implementing on the supply chain? And the second point, go ahead with the first one, sorry.
So what we have said is that also H1 2016 has been hedged, and we consider that the supply chain streamline and the sourcing strategy of 2016 will be able, let's say, to compensate the margin issue regarding the strength of US dollar. As far as H2 is concerned, let's say that we are more than 12 months in advance, and consequently there is still some job to be done to mitigate the impact.
Okay, thank you very much. I honestly forgot the second point. Thank you.
Thank you, Paola.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfau, Bancaletti. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I got a follow-up question. I was actually wondering if you can explain to me how did you manage? You already mentioned it, but how you did manage to create this kind of cash generation in the last quarter? It was pretty impressive. And if we need to assume the same kind of generation also for 2015, or if then we need to take into account of some peculiar aspect. And if I may, a little point, I think your sales result, actual sales result for 2014 were ahead of expectation, at least for as far as I'm concerned. So I would have expected a little bit of operational leverage, a higher operational leverage in the last quarter, while more or less you were around consensus. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, in particular in the last quarter. Thank you.
So, the cash generation. First of all, as you remember, in June, we were at 30% on sales as a working capital percentage on sales. And we said that we are not satisfied. Our target is to reach 25. 30% on sales means more or less 50 million. And 40 million was also the amount of the excess of inventory that we declared. As of today, this excess of inventory has been reduced by, let's say, by half, and consequently 15 million, 20 million of cash derives from the reduction of the excess of inventory. On the other side, receivable performed a little bit better than expected, and this is a business-driven advantage. I mean, you know, having the wholesale and also the franchising delivering a very good performance in terms of business with the second half in the franchising network with a like-for-like of plus 10%, this means that they are more eager to pay the bill to the GIOX, that is their supplier. And consequently, also our partners are performing with a good sell-out, and consequently, our credit management is performing. Last but not least, the supply chain is starting to deliver very efficient results. So we have been able to better match receivings from suppliers with deliveries to the customers, and consequently, spring-summer 15 is very, very better compared to last year in terms of the receiving. But above all, we have been able to reduce the mismatch between production and orders from customers. Consequently, we are going to buy less, notwithstanding the orders, the backlog is increasing. And also, fall winter 15, is in the same path. Consequently, we expect to be able to deliver a very good 2015 in terms of cash generation. As far as the fourth quarter is concerned, you know that the fourth quarter is mainly based on our DOS network sales. And this network has a profitability that is a little bit lower than wholesale and franchising. Consequently, this is the reason why you don't find a big enhancement in the profitability. The profitability is driven by the volumes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. There's a follow-up from Paola Carboni with Equita SIM.
Sorry, again, really the last one. In terms of franchising, can you share with us how many of the 50-plus are already, let's say, secured, at least for the spring-summer season? Do you have visibility on that, I guess? So if you can share this with us. And I would like to come back also on the point Livio was mentioning before about an expected over-delivery from the EMEA region in the full winter season from wholesale. I'm wondering if you are betting here simply on the improved macroeconomic context or whether there is also some additional specific initiatives you are thinking here compared to the budget, something like I don't know, specific commercial initiatives to drive faster growth in volume compared to original expectation from EMEA customers. Thank you.
So, franchising, you know that the franchising network experienced the strong performance in H2. Consequently, more than 50% of the new openings will be in the second part of 2015 due to the time we need to secure the location, arrange with the customer the contract, and then we can open the shop. So we have already secured close to 20 shops, and the remaining part will be secured during this period in order to be able to open in June, July, August, and September at the latest. EMEA is performing. Maybe Giorgio can elaborate on this. My impression is that there is a couple of reasons. The first one is the product. And the second is that the specialization of the sales force with a very, very, let's say, military approach to the territory is performing. We are gaining the market share. And consequently, it means that our sales force is now back on the territory and is fighting against other companies. And now we are gaining the market share.
I
I just reinforce what Livio is saying, Paolo. In reality, we've been, of course, going through also the real market share to see if we were just putting product in, but without the result. No, we are gaining market share, really. Other people are suffering. Reality is that, yes, the investment we did, the kind of people that have been hired in the sales force in the different countries are making the difference. The strategy of being specialized by channel and inside the channel by account type and serving the market in a totally different manner from the past is paying back, really. So, and we will thank all of these people, of course, for the support and the business they're doing with us. But right now we are overperforming, not because of the macroeconomic situation, because it still didn't happen. What we did say is that given the fact we're having a very positive trend in the core market as well as in the other European countries, we do expect to see an improvement also by the fact all the trend shows that the macroeconomic environment in Europe should be healthier during 2015 than what it was during 2014 and 2013.
Sure, very clear. Just a brief comment. Would you define the current overperformance of your EMEA sale customers more the result of a pull approach or of a push approach, just to understand how day by day your commercial people is working, let's say?
It's what I told you. We are going through real market share, so we talk about a pull approach and real market demand. So in reality, our approach is based on a proper pre-booking campaign, so in order to place the real order, and on in-season management, that is what we introduced during 2013 strategy, has to be the best in class, thanks to the fact that we need to do and invest in that due to the big network we have in terms of stores. So in reality, no, we are gaining on a proper slim and on chasing sellout during the season in a proper manner. So that is probably the healthiest way that I think I know about managing the market.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Next question is a follow-up from Paul Sweeney of Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Thank you again for taking all the questions. Just wanted to make sure I understood the situation in China. If you could just clarify the financial difficulties. You're saying your partner's having a difficulty, your own stores are performing very well, and you'll be able to choose a new partner by 16. Can you give us any more color on what the difficulty is? Is it just because of exposure to Macau and Hong Kong, or is it just over leverage? Or just give us some more detail on how this is going to play out and what's going on.
So it's important to underline that Geox in China is performing extremely well. In 2014, our DOS network in Shanghai and Beijing delivered a double digit like for like. January and February, the like for like is extremely positive, 45% in the normal network, let's say, and 300% in the e-commerce. Consequently, the like-for-like as of the end of February is 51% plus compared to the same period of last year. So why we are experiencing some problems, some troubles, or better, we have experienced a real trouble with our partner. He has been engaged. He has different business, also in the luxury, and I guess that the financial situation of the company could have been impacted from the slowdown in consumption in the other businesses. And consequently, the partner at the end of 2014 asked for a material reduction of the development plan of Geox in China, but at the same time he would like to maintain the exclusivity, and consequently this means that Geox would be in a stuck in the middle position until the end of the contract. And in addition, the partner decided to cancel part of the fall-winter 14 orders due to his financial difficulties. Consequently, we have been forced to enforce the arbitration clause of the contract in order to be free now to negotiate new agreements with stronger partners in order to have a more and more aggressive development plan for the future.
Okay. Thank you for that detail and clarification.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much for all your interesting questions. Feel free to contact Marina or me directly or by email for any doubt you may have, and keep in touch in May for the release of the first quarter 2015 results. Thank you very much.